Blog Talk Radio.
That's the theme to open up this show, the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. I've got Ralph Williams, my sidekick in Pittsburgh, another guy joining the show today, JT Toth in Pittsburgh, and Scott Morgenroth in South Beach of Florida down there. So 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 30 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay the groundwork down, put the podium in place, hand the mic off to you, Ralph. Give me the threes. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? Get it over to Scott. Get it over to the new guy. He'll bring it back to me.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Good morning to everyone, and it's great to have everyone who's listening on here, and it's great to have our fine panel today, Scott Morgenroth and our guest JT Toth from Draft 412, which happens to be one of my sponsors, so he'll talk about that later on. You can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also reach me at on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn and YouTube. I have a YouTube channel which you can watch all the archive versions of Sports Corner, radio show with myself and Smokin' Jim Frazier, which is every Tuesday at 5 to 6 p.m. on Beaver County Radio as well. And also The Way I See It is on there as well and all the other archive shows. We'll get to our sponsors as soon as we get around the table here with everyone else. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Mark. Glad to be back again. First of all, if you want to reach me on Twitter, feel free to do so at Tribune South. Our email address is southfloridatribune@gmail.com. And also we have a YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube. So South Florida Tribune YouTube, please subscribe. It would be appreciated. You'll be able to see a lot of the shows that Ralph and I are doing on Thursday night now on Fire Up, as well as the rest of our programming as well. So glad to be back on. It's a great panel and looking forward to talking sports with you guys today.
JT.
Hi, thank you guys for having me on. My name is JT Toth. I'm the editor-in-chief at Draft 412. You can check us out at www.draft412.com. Check us out on Twitter at Draft412JT or at Draft412. A pleasure to be here, guys. Looking forward to talking sports with you guys as well.
Okay, we're going to start off with some of our sponsors here. We're brought to you by Amped Up Sideline and Let's Talk Sports. And also our studio sponsor, First Line Consulting Services. Call them today, 1-877-926-6982. I have a new website up. It's www.rwmedia.com. And that was designed by First Line Consulting Services. So if you want a website and a low monthly payment, they'll put up your videos. They'll do whatever you need them to do, make changes. Whatever you need done, they'll do it for one low monthly payment. Call them today about package deals. Excuse me, 1-877-926-6982, our studio sponsor, First Line Consulting Services. Also, our sponsor, Bond Journey, which happens to be a local band here in Pittsburgh that plays cover tunes of Bon Jovi and Journey. They will be today at the McDonald Fest in McDonald, PA, 7:30 tonight. So why don't you head on out to McDonald, PA, and check out McDonald Fest and Bon Journey. They will be there today at 7:30. A great band with a great performance. And our next, it's one of our newest sponsors, Sleep Pittsburgh in Homestead. Listen, I had to get a bed, and I needed one badly. I called. I ordered a memory foam mattress. They set me up really nice. They delivered it. And also, if you need no credit check financing, Sleep Pittsburgh is the place to go. If you're interested, they have their location. It's on 8th Avenue in Homestead. But you can go on their website at sleeppittsburgh.com, or you can call them today at 412-462-7858. Tom, you heard it on this program. They not only have beds, they have futons. They have bunk beds. They have day beds. They have lift chairs. They have recliners. They sell all kinds of furniture, but their main thing is sleep. So give them a call today if you need a mattress or any kind of a bed. And I got to tell you, they came through for me, and that's Sleep Pittsburgh. All right, guys, I'm going to get started with my bum, and that's Sam Hurd. Sam Hurd was once a wide receiver who was played for the Bears and the Dallas Cowboys. Ended up getting in trouble and is about to get released from prison this year. Got himself into a little bit of a jackpot. But Sam Hurd's my bum to start off. So go ahead, Mark.
Mine would be Dwayne Schitzius. You remember him. I think Scott remembers him down there in the South Beach, too. Yeah, what a bum he was. Big guy that couldn't move. And, boy, I've seen a lot of those type of guys in the NBA, and they all become a hype train until they get on the court for a few games, and then we see what happens. But Dwayne Schitzius is mine. Scott?
Hey, Mark. This guy played out of Tampa, by the way, Brandon High School. So right state, wrong metro area. So I actually saw the guy play in high school, so I'm with you all the way. But that ain't my bum. My bum is actually Sean Payton of the Denver Broncos.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Number one, he forgot that he's working for the Broncos, not Fox Sports.
Well, yeah, you're right. JT?
You know what? I was thinking about a bum yesterday, and I was watching a Pirate game, and my bum's going to be Mike Rabello, the third base coach of the Pirates, for not sending Andrew McCutchen last night when we had a chance to tie the game up. The ball was just getting thrown in. McCutchen rounded third like he wanted to score, and he held him up at the last second. The Pirates never had a chance after that. So that's my bum for a day. I'm not saying Rabello's a bum in general, but for tonight, he was a bum last night.
All right, Mark, go ahead. Where do you want to go with this today?
Well, let's talk about the Pirates, man. The Pirates came up a little short, but Keller bounced back after two subpar performances against Cleveland and Anaheim, so he looked good. The bats just weren't there. They unloaded Carlos Santana, but these last 60 games get the kids wet, man. Get them, you know, experience, and we're waiting for 2024. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm not happy, guys, with the Pirates right now. They waved the white flag after the All-Star game, and I thought that was the wrong approach to take it. You know, they gave up on the season. And I think that what they needed to do was they should have, instead of selling out like trading Carlos Santana, they should have went out and tried to get a couple guys and really try to fight. I don't like teams that wave the white flag and don't want to fight and try to do something to win. You know, I don't care if they're in fourth place. I don't care if they're in third place. I don't care if they're 500. It's a better improvement over what we've seen from the Pirates over the many years, including another 100 loss season last year and the years prior to that. Scott?
You know, last night was a real big treat for me down at Lone Depot Park in Miami. First of all, you know, the Miami Marlins are hosting the Detroit Tigers, and this was not a normal game for me. It was great to connect with a lot of my old Detroit media buddies. It really, really was. But, you know, the bigger treat with the whole thing is watching Miguel Cabrera be celebrated. And I'll have another thing today. And obviously, I'm going taking a rest day. So I'll be back tomorrow. But how do you like Lewis Arraez? I'm thinking I'm watching Lewis Arraez, okay, last year's batting champ, and Miguel Cabrera, okay, a guy that's won a lot of batting championships, and then son. So you talk about the old guard here in Miami. You know, obviously Cabrera was part of the 2003 World Championship team, took the Tigers to a fair World Series, and now you got Luis Arraez. You know, for international baseball, having Miguel Cabrera and Luis Arraez on the field is a big step for them, and more importantly, it was great to see them both on the field with the Detroit Tigers and the Miami Marlins, and this is a series for which I've been looking for, and I put it on my calendar since it came out, and yeah, I didn't mind taking the day off because they're going to have a lot of Venezuelan media, so if there's ever, and they'll celebrate them more than I had to run all those games, so what a great weekend for me personally. You know, it really is, and I am so glad to at least catch two of the three games.
JT?
I believe that the Pirates, I sort of believe what Mark was saying, that the Pirates, they got to get these young guys up and get them wet. Going out and trading for other players right now and giving up our prospects or some of the things that we got in our organization that's going forward, to give it up to get a prospect is not a good thing to do right now. The Pirates' offense is terrible right now. A lot of it has to do with the young bats just getting wet, but you saw right before they made these call-ups that the Pirates weren't scoring runs. I don't like waving the white flag, so to speak, as well, but this team wasn't going to win this year. I know the 20-8 start had people believing that they were going to win. If you look back at the years that the Pirates do really well, look at the year or two right before they make that break, and they have a season sort of like this where you get some players that start making a mark for themselves, like a Mitch Keller, even though he started to struggle. But last night was a good rebound for Mitch Keller. But the Pirates need to keep just building what they got. I love getting Andy Rodriguez at bats. I love getting, you know, Nick Gonzalez, keep getting him at bats. You got to love Henry Davis. The kid plays like he wants to win. I mean, Henry Davis is going to be a future team leader if I ever saw one. The kid battles every at bat. You can tell that he takes every at bat to heart, which that could be a bad thing in the future, but I love watching him play. I think the Pirates are doing right. You got a lottery ticket for Carlos Santana. When you sign Carlos Santana and Rich Hill in the offseason, your goal is for them to play well enough to get something in return, because they're not going to be part of the future. I would not be surprised if G-Man Choi, he's been hitting homers as of late, if he gets moved for something right now too as well. That's all you want to do when you sign these veterans in the offseason. And hopefully this offseason coming up, the Pirates won't be signing, you know, guys that are here for 1 year. They'll be signing guys that are going to be plugging in to help this team get to the next level.
All right, we have 145 people listening right now, and I want to thank everyone for listening. Also, I want to talk about Hillcrest Farm. Hillcrest Farm is in Richmond, Ohio. Hillcrest Farm and Beef, they have some great package deals, some hay grain beef. Wow, I don't know what's going on this morning, guys. Wow. You can call 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894 for more information. You can also email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com and check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com, which they have they now ship, so which means you could live down in South Florida like Scott does, and you could call or go online and have them ship you an order. And also on Facebook at Hillcrest Farm as well. My favorite deal of the three package deals they have is their ground beef box, $95. You get 20 pounds of ground beef. You can't beat that price anywhere. And also it's up in Steubenville, Ohio, or up near Steubenville, Ohio, just up the hill. And you can go across a nice suspension bridge. Take your friends, take the family up there, and head up there to Hillcrest Farms. Visit Caitlin and Taylor. Say hello to them. Tell me you heard it on this program as well. All right, I want to talk about another so-called soon-to-be bum here, Chase Claypool. He hasn't done any. He did nothing for the Steelers. They traded him, and then Chase Claypool. He's with the Bears now. He's doing some kind of dancing and modeling. And Matt Eberflus has had enough of his nonsense. Put him on the PUP list. I don't know how much further this guy's going to go in the NFL. It don't look good right now. JT, let's start with you.
with Chase Claypool?
Yeah.
I never was really he was one of them receivers in Pittsburgh that I wasn't really really high on. I mean, I thought at the beginning, you know, he had some good games. He wasn't like a Mike Wallace type who everybody thought he would be. In his defense, the Steelers receivers have been so good as of late, and the draft picks that we've gotten. Deontay Johnson isn't quite there yet, but the Mike Wallaces, the Antonio Browns, you know, even like, I mean, George Pickens is going to be, I think he's going to be a future star, but I just think Claypool is just one of them guys that just didn't have what it took to take his game to that next level in the NFL. I thought he was decent on what he could do. He had a couple good games there for Pittsburgh. He looked like he had potential, but I just don't think that I don't think you're going to be hearing Chase Claypool's name in the future at all, basically.
Scott.
Well, you're telling me that Chase Claypool went from Pittsburgh to Chicago. The best thing that could happen to Pittsburgh is he's not their problem anymore, right? So that's how I look at it. I mean, yeah. The Bears, I mean, I try to look at things a certain way. He's not their problem anymore, so good riddance, Chase Claypool. We'll see how much longer your career is going to go. If you want to go out there and take on ballet dancing, yoga, and all that other stuff, I hope it makes you millions of dollars because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you didn't live up to the reputation of the Steelers in that town. You're not blue collar. You're probably a white collar, maybe a white shoes kind of guy. No relation to Billy White Shoes Johnson. If anybody on the show ever remembers him, anyways, the guys used to dance in the end zone, and now look what we have. That's their celebration all over. Go figure. So, in other words, to summarize it all, he's not Pittsburgh's problem, he's Chicago's problem. And to me, I'd be hard pressed to see. If you're being put on the PU up list, okay, that is not a good look, period.
All right, Mark.
Well, I agree with Scott. I mean, you know, you see what's happening in basketball. The players are running it, but they're running it in a way where, you know, they really, you know, care about the money and more so than the old days where those guys would bust their asses. You don't see a lot of that today. I mean, there's a lot of these guys that couldn't, you know, carry the jock strap of some of those guys. And in football, it's almost the same way where it's going. I don't see that in baseball. I don't see that in hockey. But I see that in the other two sports. And when you get these kind of guys that, you know, think the world revolves around them, then you know, people start to tune you out. Championing in basketball, I don't understand. People say it's drawn here and there. I don't know. Unless everybody's celebrating Halloween and dressing up as an empty chair, I don't see where the fans are coming out to these things. So that's my take on it. And, you know, like more or less everybody else has said in this conversation, he's not our problem no more in Pittsburgh. He's somebody else's problem.
All right, guys. We're going to go around the table here with a topic here. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I want to bring some of the listeners. We got Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Mass., and he basically says what the Pirates are doing is what the Reds are basically doing, but they're doing it with more speed and more pitching. Keep your eyes on the Cincinnati Reds. That's a team to watch out for. And look at the Boston Red Sox, not too far from where I live. The Sox are hot, won 5 in a row, came out to San Francisco last night and won. Boston's in the thick of things, too. So you just got to know when to throw in the towel. I like the Pirates' chances. They might be a couple years away, but bright future in the Berg. That's a good question by Dalen. Anyone who wanted to comment on that?
Yeah,
with the Reds and Red Sox?
Yeah, well, let me backtrack to the Reds if I can, Mark, okay? It's really neat about the fact that they gave their manager a contract extension. I believe that goes into 2026. So when you start developing guys and then all of a sudden you have an opportunity to see it through, then to me that's very, very important, you know, in terms of the direction of the franchise, and that's how, and the message that you're sending to your fan base is what you're really doing. And I like what they're doing in Cincinnati. I really do. Now, as far as the Boston Red Sox, remember, the guy that's their manager, he did win a World Series for them. So how do you really, you know, when a guy's won a World Series and he's had good success, you don't put anything past them. And remember, baseball's 162-game season, not 100. So I wouldn't count the Red Sox by any stretch of the imagination.
I personally like the Reds, what they've been doing. I mean, we got O'Neill Cruz in Pittsburgh. They got Ellie De La Cruz, who basically they're like the same type of player, tall, can throw the ball 100 miles an hour, can hit the ball. He stole home the other night. There's real fast guys, and the Reds have done a great job. They're to the point now. They got Votto back off the injured list. Jonathan India, they're actually trying to trade him, who was the future. He just basically won the Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago. So they got talent, Cincy, a lot of talent. They're at, rather right now, tied for the wild card spot. I think the Reds got the makings of a really good good division, and I think the National League Central in the next couple of years is going to be flipped upside down, where the Reds and Pirates have chances to be, you know, the top team. I think the Cardinals are a team now that's starting to play a little bit of catch up. They're trying to trade, from what I'm hearing, Arenado's on the deadline, and I think the National League Central going forward just could be like the Reds and Pirates and you know, Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Louis is trying to catch these two teams, because the talent in both of these cities right now it's there for them taking.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, Mark.
No, that's a great point. Let me get another one. Lens from Pensacola, Florida, coming in, talking about the camps opening up in the NFL. He said he's going to throw out a Super Bowl prediction. Don't laugh, but he thinks it's going to be the Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. Lance, I tell this to people all the time. You should not be drinking this early in the morning in Florida, man. It's what, 9:45 there, and you're telling me it's going to be the Cowboys and Dolphins for the Super Bowl? Wow, this guy must be living in the shades of the 70s, Ralph Scott and JT, but, no, man, Cowboys and Dolphins.
Hey, Mark, can I ask you a question? I don't know what Webster's Dictionary says about the word laughable, but that's exactly what that is, man. I don't know whether they're drinking mudflies, tequilas, rum, and the hardest word to have a man here isn't in Margaritaville, he's in Mudflyville, because that's one big slide like you would believe. You mean to tell me the Dolphins? Come on, Jalen Ramsey is going to be out until December. The Cowboys, Dak, I have a nickname for Dak. Huh? Dak, I'm anything but Shaq, because I can't win anything anyway.
JT, what's your thoughts on this?
Dolphins and Cowboys are two teams. I mean, the Dolphins, they'll be lucky to get three quarters out of Tua before he goes under a concussion protocol. And I think the Cowboys have – the NFC is a little bit different than the AFC. I don't think the Cowboys prediction is that out of a prediction, because the NFC is wide open, where the AFC just has – Cincinnati, Buffalo, Kansas City. I mean, you got a lot of teams at the top that you have to get through. So I don't think Miami has a prayer to get through even one of them three teams I just named. But Dallas potentially could, as much as I hate to say it, I'm a Steeler through and through, but I can see the Cowboys seriously making a run. I guess the toughest team for them would be Philadelphia, really, and what I see. And if San Francisco can get their quarterback situation, who's going to be the quarterback? They have four quarterbacks, but nobody knows which one's going to start the season. So I see Dallas. I do not see Miami. I think Steelers have a better chance than the Dolphins, to be honest.
Hey, JT, I'm sorry. I need to ask you a question, JT. Everybody's heard of Rick Pitino, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give you some good advice about the Cowboys, okay, JT? First time we're doing this thing together. Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach are not walking through that door. So I can only tell you one thing, okay? Anybody, and don't take offense to it, because I know you're entitled to your opinion, that thinks the Cowboys are going to go out and get to the Super Bowl until they prove me otherwise, okay, are delusional. Delusional. Look it up.
Well, I don't think they're going to get there.
Hold on. All I can tell you is Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman not walking through that door. Sorry to interrupt you, but I had to get that out while it was fresh in my Diet Mountain Dew hat.
Well, I don't think they're going to get to the Super Bowl. I just think that they have a better chance than the Dolphins, is basically what I meant. But I don't.
Well, yeah, it, it,
And I'd like to chime in on that one if I can. Scott, I agree with JT on that one. And this is what makes this show great. We can agree to disagree because the AFC is going to be a dogfight, man. You're going to have some teams that are going to win 11 games that are going to be sitting home over there. There's really no bad teams in the AFC, but the NFC is wide open. You got Philly there, and you got Dallas, and then you got a host of others that are trying to find themselves. I'm telling you, the team to watch out for there is Atlanta. The Falcons are going to be the team that, you know, you better look around and adjust the mirrors, because I think what they did in the offseason and everything, and getting that eighth pick with that running back, watch out, man. The Falcons could be the team that sneaks into this thing, but Dallas, I think, is the best of the lot, along with Philly, and hopefully my Skins can do something on that side of the coin. But the you might win 9 games and get in the Super Bowl in the NFC, guys.
Well, Mark, let me add this. So, comparing the Dolphins and the Cowboys, like comparing a dog and a cat. Cat's a whole lot smarter anyways. I mean, the Dolphins haven't been relevant in the last many years, and they've had a lot of coaching changes. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But if you want to compare this to college football, the AFC is the SEC, and the NFC is probably the Big Sky Conference.
Oh, that's funny. Definitely. Big Sky. I'm glad you mentioned the Big Ten, otherwise I would have had one of my
shows. No, good.
I like the title, Mark. You got me on that one. But no, I'm just comparing the Cowboys.
Okay,
the
guys,
Cowboys.
We
got 3 minutes.
Okay, guys, we have 266. And if I'm anyone in the AFC, I'm going to tell you who's going to sneak into the playoffs. I think the Jets are. They have gone out and they have picked up a bunch of guys, and they're really Robert Saleh is really trying to build that team. And let me tell you something. And I heard this straight from the assistant head coach up in Denver, Mike Westhoff, who also has a book about the Jets. He told me it was at Jets practice last year, and he saw nothing but consistency and organization. So I think the Jets are going to pull it out this year. They have some talent, and they're building it up around Aaron Rodgers. And, so they've gone out. They've signed some free agents. They've been snooping around looking for more. So I think the Jets might sneak into this thing and surprise a few people. So, all right, Mark, we only got 3 minutes left. Now we're up to 302. As far as listeners go, let's do a final thought around the horn, JT. Since you're the guest, we'll let you start.
My final thought is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just basically, they made some really good improvements in the offseason, but as we just talked about, the AFC is so tough, and including the AFC North is just very tough with Cincy, Baltimore, and Cleveland could still, on paper, be better than the Steelers. I hate to say that, and I know people in Pittsburgh ain't gonna like what I'm saying, but I think they're on the right path. But don't be surprised if they don't make the playoffs again this season.
Scott,
you know, I'd like to hope that the Lions can win their division, but right now I'm putting the brakes on it. I need to see a second year of consistency from them until I can totally buy in. But I hope they do well, but I need to see a full season of 17 games before I can totally be convinced that they're turning the corner.
Mark.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm looking for the Steelers to do some damage. I mean, they started like a bat out of hell towards the end, rebounding to get to the 500 mark, and Tomlin's tenure there. So I'm looking at what the Steelers can do to keep that thing going. It should be interesting. And with Kenny Pickett, another year under his belt, they'll just get better. So I'm looking for the Steelers to do some damage.
Likewise on that, Mark. And let's go around and sell ourselves here. I can be reached at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com and also on Facebook, Twitter, and also on LinkedIn and YouTube channel I have, and also my website, RW Media, www.rwmedia.org. And Tuesday, every Tuesday, Beaver County Radio. You can watch on their website. You can watch it on their app on my website, and you can watch it on Facebook Live. every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. and on YouTube Live as well. Myself, Smoke, and Jim Frazier. This Tuesday, we have Tad Morey coming on to talk about Duquesne Dukes football, and I have Ed Nicola coming on to talk about local high school sports. All right, JT.
At Draft 412, we specialize in all the draft. You can look at some of our draft profiles on www.draft412.com. You'll see, you already see about 40 or 50 profiles for the 2024 NFL draft, and we're going to be starting up on the MLB and the NHL for next season as well. So we don't stop with the draft. www.draft412.com for Twitter at draft412JP or at draft412. We got a YouTube channel. We got podcasts every Wednesday and Friday on the website. Come out and check us out. We'll be live on occasion. We got a Brian Shazier, a special thing we're doing next month at the winery down in the Strip District in August. So check it out on the website. I don't got the exact date on me right now, but we'll be down at the winery for Brian Shazier. And thank you guys for letting us come on here and do this.
All right, I'll make mine short. Okay, all I ask you is just go to my website, www.SouthFloridaTribune.com, or please subscribe to the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. So once again, www.SouthFloridaTribune.com or our South Florida Tribune YouTube channel.
Well, let me wrap it up, too. You can get me all over the place, Philly, XM here, and so blessed to do this with you guys on Saturdays. Four. Ralph and JT in Pittsburgh, Scott out there in South Beach, yours truly, Mark Mancini, saying have a wonderful weekend. And, man, if you come up with a prediction next week, bring it to the air, because we're going to laugh on the Dallas-Miami this week. No pun intended, Lance. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you again next week, same time, same channel.